Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Prices for ag machinery and equipment have risen sharply over the last several years, which has given rise to individuals offering custom services for field operations. Extension Farm and Ranch Management educator Glennis McClure talks about custom rates reports that helps farmers and ranchers determine fair market rates for custom work on today's almanac.
The custom rate survey for Nebraska has been, you know, an ongoing project out of the Department of Ag Economics for many, many years. But it is really a market rate study. So that is asking people that do or provide the services what they are charging. So if they're calculating, you know, kind of what it takes to be able to go out and to do this work for others, you know, what is their charge or what is their rate for different things? And we divide then that report, we divide the data and analyze the data over the 8 crop reporting districts in Nebraska. So, you know, someone that's planting in the northeast part of the state, you know, might have a different rate, or there is an average, a different average rate. And then also you can tell by the numbers that we put in the report, how many people reported in that crop reporting district versus, let's say, out west. So you can get a sort of a range or better idea of, you know, kind of how those rates are going across the state. And then we do a state average too. So as long as with a particular operation, and we have over like 150 different operations, you know, noted in our comprehensive survey that we do every year, that as long as there are 3 or more folks that report on a particular operation and provide the rate information, then those are going to probably be put into the report. You know, some of the data gets clean because sometimes we have some really crazy sort of wide ranges. You know, as data comes in, we want to make sure that they are, you know, they make sense sort of. So, but for the most part, as long as we have enough people reporting on a certain operation, that's going to show up in the report. And, you know, so yeah, there might be a lot of folks nowadays where they might be absentee owners. Let's say someone has just a small farm and they don't own certain pieces of equipment. You know, I think there's a need, and sometimes that grows in some areas. So there can be definitely the demand. And we know there are folks that go that do, let's say, custom harvest in the fall timeframe, and they you know, they go from state to state and so on. So there's those big operators that, you know, really focus a lot on custom work. And so, you know, they can also be included in our survey if they do work in Nebraska. But again, I'd say most folks are those that are, you know, kind of in their area helping others with some of the custom work that they need. I think the other thing, there's a couple other things, and we'll talk a little bit more later about like that equipment cost and what they should consider as they're figuring their rates. But I also think it's important to think about the timeliness of certain things. Because, you know, the neighbor, if you're going to do custom planting for them this spring, obviously, you know, the conditions have to be right. You've got to get your stuff done if you've got, you know, acres to plant, but also, you know, can you get to them in a timely manner? So there's just a lot of factors that kind of play in, you know, do you charge a little bit more because, you know, your time is really precious. You have other things to do. But yeah, you can cover that, you know, person 5-10 miles away and get their planting done for them, you know. So there's just a lot of factors that can go in. So we always have to think about those things. You know, folks tell us what they charge, and then we look at averages. We look at a most common rate, you know, that are provided in the report. And so, but again, your time might be of different value. You know, your equipment might be of, you know, of, let's say it's better quality, you know, you can get across more acres faster, that kind of thing. So there's just so many things to think about as we think about the custom rate information.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.